guys, welcome back to May I Talk. This is the podcast show where we see it and do not
zip it. I took your intro from
you. Yeah, you did. How are you, Mr. Anonymous?
I'm good. I'm surviving.
You're surviving. You look fresh. Very, very fresh.
Can you see me? We're not in the same area now. Why are you talking like you can see me?
I can't see you. What's going on? How has the lockdown been? Because I heard you guys are still on lockdown.
Yeah, man, it's really bad. I mean, mentally. I know, like, we're in the final stages, and then there's some good news that football is coming. So at least we can watch some football. Shout out to Manchester United.
We can watch
some things, but still, you know, mentally is. It's getting there. I mean, we're all used to it now, but still, it's not as easy.
Yeah, but I heard that they played German football.
Yeah. German football is back.
How is it?
But it's good. But I've been watching it. I never watched German football till this pandemic. You know, like to watch a live 90-minute match. But I mean, it was good.
No spectators.
No fans. Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. It must have been weird. When did anyone score?
Yeah, there were goals.
Did they celebrate?
The Bayern match. They celebrated, but like they had to space themselves. Which
so
is
they're
like
do.
But then here's the thing about it, like, so you can tackle somebody, you can ruffle somebody, mm-hmm. but then you cannot celebrate with them. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but I think why you're feeling like it doesn't make any sense is because, see, tackling is just seconds. It's just like boom. But celebration, they'll still be there for like 30 seconds or so, you know. Celebrating and being happy. But anyway, I'm happy that football is coming back. I'm a Manchester United fan and I can't wait to see my baby. You know my baby, right?
I have no idea who your baby is.
Oh, please. The gay, that's his name. Oh. Anyway, so today, guys, we are here to talk about a topic that is serious. Not so serious, but super relevant to our lives. Emotionally, mentally, physically. Today, we're here to talk about rejection. Mm. Rejection in every aspect of life. I don't know. School, relationship, work, family. Sexually.
Why do I feel like you're looking at me as you're talking about?
I'm looking at you like tell me that story. Oh, tell me that story. How many times have you been rejected in life?
Man, I feel like, and then this is not like saying I'm depressed or anything, but I feel like I know a lot about rejection because first of all, shout out to my banks, my credit card companies that keep rejecting me anytime I tell you to please help me with my payment every month. You know, shout out to Bank of America and Chase Bank. I feel like, I just feel like I have experience with rejection because, I mean, like you said, there are different kinds of rejection and I just feel like it's really, really, really mentally like incapacitating on somebody. Like, you know, rejection can put you into a terrible depression that you can't come out of. So it's really an important topic to talk about, you know.
So the first time you got rejected, how did you feel? And tell me about the first time.
Like, what do you mean my first time? Like, primary school first time?
Yeah, you know, like, different people have their... Like, when was the first time you actually got rejected that you felt it, like, you cried or you were so upset with yourself for actually even doing that stuff?
Okay. To be honest, the one I really remember was after high school, coming to America to go to university.
Yeah.
You know, like, after I did my SATs, I applied to a lot of schools and then, you know, they'll pick you and everything. But, like, I applied to, like, 10 schools and...
They don't do that in Nigeria. So,
Nigeria, how would they even track you with the 10 schools?
You know, anyway. No, wait, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm like, 10 schools? You're like, Niger Oko Jam, that time, my own period. Your job is just two choices. And I think it's now that they even allow polytechnic. So it's just like, I think it's just university and polytechnic. Mm. So anyone that says, no, you wait till next year. Yeah. You 10 different schools. Please tell me 15 actually got to you.
So let me be honest with you. Like, I'm one of those people that before they start the exam, I was like, oh, I was a boss in the prep school. I was doing everything. My SAT result now came out. Why are you laughing now? Let me see what happened now. I didn't get the number I thought I was going to get. So I had to, like, down my expectations a bit. So I applied to three Ivy Leagues, Harvard, UPenn and all that. I applied to the school that I attended, which was my last choice. Can you imagine? My last choice school was not the school that I had to, like, settle with, you know. So, you know, Harvard reached back to me. I got info that I will be interviewed, which is the second stage. So I was like, oh, okay, that's good and everything. But to be honest, I don't think I was really, really prepared for it because I was really thinking of just going to this school because of family and stuff. But I went for the interview. I did my best. And, you know, after a week, they told me that, you know, I was not going to be accepted and everything based on whatever. And that made me feel bad because, I mean, everybody loves Harvard. And I wanted to go to Harvard, you know, but... You know?
But thank God you didn't go to Harvard.
Yeah. Thank God.
I could imagine. I mean, mine was, oh God, I hate rejection so much because it puts so much pressure on you and it makes you feel as if maybe you are not good enough for that stuff. So I wrote JAMP like 4 or 5 times of my life. And the first 2 times I wrote JAMP, I failed woefully. Like, I was bad feeling. Like, because I was in a science, I wrote for a science class.
I can assure you something, though.
Yeah.
You didn't do as bad as me. Can I tell you my own JAMP story in like 5 seconds?
Yeah.
So, my dad, for some reason, he didn't want me to travel to do school.
Okay.
Like, he wanted me to do my, he wanted me to go to UNILAG. And I hated it at the point because I was born in America and I had all these, you know, advantages of going to America.
Yeah.
So, but he was like, you do JAMP, you go this, you do that. I said, you want me to go to school in Nigeria? I wrote my first name, my last name, my address, and then I scribbled A, B, C, D, E, like, horizontally and vertically for my JAMP. So, you definitely did not get as bad of a score as I did.
My expression was like, oh my, bro, if you knew you wanted to fail the exam, just don't click anything.
I failed it with style, with grace.
Oh, shit, David.
So, continue. Sorry to disturb you.
Oh my God. Anyway, so I wrote JAMP the first 2 times. It was bad. Oh my God. I can remember my dad beat me the first one. It was like, I'm paying for your school fees. And look at, you know. But I wasn't intelligent enough for science class. I knew I wasn't intelligent enough for science class. But because my brothers were in science, you know. But I knew that, nah, this is not for me. So I switched and, you know, wrote NECO, whatever, again for art class. And then the third JAMP, I passed. Wonderful. I felt like, I'm going to uni this year.
Enemies, where are you?
Oh, God. I even went to write my post-UME. I made it. I think I had 82 over 100. When the admission letter was coming out, none. Admission letter, my name was not there. I said, okay, all right. We'll do this again next year. I wrote it again next year. I passed. This time around, I put in University of Abuja. I hated the school. I didn't want to go to the school. I put in University of Ilorin, blah, blah, blah. University of Ilorin, that was where I really wanted to go to. They didn't accept me that year. University of Abuja accepted me for English and Literary Studies. I said, nope, I am not going. I will not go. My mind was, I am going to University of Ilorin, and that's where I want to be, and that's where I must go. I wrote JAMP again. University of Ilorin did not accept me again. I said, okay, one more time, bitches. One more time. Then I wrote the last time, and... Well, they finally accepted me and gave me a very wonderful studies to go study.
I'm sure they were like, this girl... what's Gia? She has suffered. Let's just let her in.
and they gave me Christian religious studies. Oh, okay. And I can remember that midnight when I saw my result, my admission stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the midnight. I was like, oh my God, admission. I thought maybe it was the theater art that I put in for. I saw Christian religious studies. I was like, Jesus. Wait, this people want me to go?
CRK.
See our fucking day. I'm like, no. But you know, because I was sick and tired of being in the house. Oh, my. I collected it like that. I went my own way. Anyway, a lot of us have been rejected one way or the other, maybe through admission. It has messed everybody up, you know, mentally. And now I want to move into the friends part. Now, a lot of us have been rejected within our league, within our friends, you know, where they shove us to the back or realize, this my friend have our own clique of friends. So that thing can be very painful. Very painful to realize that, dude, you're my friend. Me, I'm considering you as my only friend. When I go somewhere, you don't realize, this person has even friends that are closer to them than you. And then they are not going to tell your stories to those people. You know?
That's the killer, man. You know?
It's killer.
Especially when, like, you and the friend, maybe, like, you guys have history. Like, you guys went to the same, you know, high school, went to the same university. Mm-hmm. You know, have those memories together, and it's like, there's nothing wrong with your friend having other friends, but then when it's like you are now a point of like mockery, and then they don't really feel you, and then it's like, they don't tell you, and then you have to now find out like indirectly, and then you know, it now makes you upset. But man, it's psychologically, it's a test. But one thing about life is that, you know, you have to go through losses to actually understand, you know, the benefit of, you know, life itself.
Yeah. And also I want to pinpoint and I want to emphasize on the female, you know, friends, whatever. Mm. You know, girls have this thing of whereby they have a way of making their friends feel you are the back. Maybe because they dress a little bit more too stylish than that person. That person has to look not as stylish as them, you know. Like, invite your friend for a party and say, oh, what are we wearing? And then she just go, oh, no, just dress casual. You know, it's a casual event. And then
you get everybody's looking like...
And then you get everybody's looking like, oh, Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, Rihanna. And you are just there looking like... Don't let me coordinate. Looking like me, you know. And you are like, why didn't you give me the dress? Because you're like, no, I told you to just dress casual. You dress casual and you are... You know, blinking. Like that is not good.
In a flower dress. And looking
That is not good for your friend mentally. You are making them feel like they are not enough to be in your circle of friends. And also, girls, please, when you hang out, especially when this one does not know this one, try and be the middle ground. Don't face this and say, hey, gossip about this. Keep the gossip. It's a form of rejection to me. You are... belittling people, fucking them up emotionally, right? Mm-hmm. You are making them feel as if they will never be a part of the group, no matter how hard it is that they work to be.
Here's what I say about this thing, and then I'm going to sound very, very, very like a loner person. Mm. But what I'll say is, look, if somebody does not want to include me in their lives, I'm out.
Yeah.
This is what I feel. And I know it sounds harsh, but look, when you get to that point that you try everything, you try to be included and everything because you actually love these people, and then they try and then they move you out, fam, just let it go. Mm. That's my opinion, and maybe I'm stone-hearted, but it's because of what's happened in my own life in terms of that.
Oshé, Lona, let it go. And also, yeah, we have office, like the workspace.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God. I'm right now, my heart goes out to everyone looking for a job and expecting something, you know, to work out for them, and it's not working out for them. I have a story to tell about myself, especially when I was trying to start up a life for myself. When I decided to move to Lagos, I was always telling myself, oh God, Lagos is that dream place I want to be. Because I remember the first time I saw Lagos was on TV.
Mm.
Yellow buses everywhere.
With those three statues.
Yeah. I saw NTA News. And like, I told myself, God, I want to go to this place. I can remember clearly my dad told me, Lagos is so rough, you know, because he was in Lagos for a while. But I thought, like, no, me, I want to be here. I don't want to be in Abuja. Abuja is too quiet and stuff. So I remember moving down to Lagos, and man, I'm not going to say it was the worst mistake, but it was like the best, sweetest thing that ever happened to me, because I learned a lot of things. Being a girl, trying to hustle for yourself is the hardest thing in Lagos. Mm. Everyone is out there telling you, look, I can give you this gold. All you have to do is what? Spread your legs.
Last giddy.
All you have to do is just spread your legs. I remember one of the most painful experiences I had. Then I was selling fish in Lekki, Phase 1 then. And I was as well doing, I was cooking for people and delivering in their houses. Mm. So I can remember this man approached me and told me, not like I knew him, but it's been long, you know, I saw him. So he was like, you're selling fish. I'm like, yeah. I was like, buy fish. He said, Delta style fish. Can you come? I said, okay, all right. This man said, that his wife wants to do a small party, that can I help him organize it, because he knew me to be like an event person. I'm like, yeah, call me for meeting, meet me and my wife. I went to their house, my last card, went to that their house. Duma was like, oh yeah, you will. So we calculated everything, they gave me the job, and on my way home I texted the man. I said, oh, thank you so much for today, God will bless you, I'm really happy about this. I was so hyped that yeah, see money. This man just replied me and said, nothing is that free now. Bring your pussy on Tuesday.
Wait, that's what he said?
That was what he said. Like, I will never forget it. Bring your pussy on Tuesday. I remember so well. I was in the bus. I just started crying. When I got home, I called my mom. I told my mom, this is that. And I felt so bad. I cried so much because I felt like, look, I know this man, we're friends. It's okay for you to just give me this job. Let me just have something, you know, let me be able to add this to my CV and say, oh, look, I organized this for this person, but you're telling me to bring my, okay, so because you people gave me a job now, I have to now come and lay money for hand, back for ground, all for what? Lagos is tough. The world is tough for women.
Yeah.
It is crazy. The form of rejection that we get as women.
But excuse me, you know, say this Lagos, it's not only women. You know, there are some people that are gay as well in Lagos.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody, but hashtag creative. There are some creatives that are very, very creative. Mm-hmm. So it's not only you guys that suffer. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
I know a male friend of mine told me a story one time of how, you know, he almost got raped by a man in the industry.
It happened to my sister.
Oh God! See, the one thing we have shall know is for you to make it in life, you have to be stubborn. Tell yourself if you don't want to do it, don't do it. No matter how many times they reject you in life, whatever is meant for you, it will be for you. Mm-hmm. That's why I keep saying to the girls out there, you don't need to fucking prostitute before you make it. Sometimes you need a ladder to climb, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to sell your body to be able to make it. Some people it works for them, some people it doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know? So rejection has really made a lot of women settle for less. And a lot of guys too. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad, especially for men that, you know, they have someone who is their boss, you know, a male boss
or even a female boss, and then she likes the guy, and then the guy is, you know. You know, to a man, it's easy. You're like, so you're telling me just to make this woman come. It's like, I do that on the normal.
But you know what, about those type of bosses? They will never let you go. Yeah, and when they want to let you go, they will take everything
that's
from
a bad
you.
Thing, guys.
Rejection has no disadvantages and falling for all these things. Anyway, now let's move into the love aspect of rejection. Mm. Now, me, I want to start with friend zoning. I mean, sister, brother, if you know already that you don't want this person, why are you letting them take you to KFC? Why are you letting them go to shop for you in Mango and Dior or in Louis Vuitton? Why?
I mean, if that nigga wants to spend his money, he gonna spend his money, fam.
Yeah,
if he wants to spend his money, let's spend his money.
No, bro. It's not easy for people to make money and then you're not going to spend it.
Excuse me. Some people, it's easy for them. You see all these politicians in Nigeria. What's that guy that gave 55 million to his side chick to go to London or something, to go and do something?
Yeah.
So, excuse me. It's easy for some people. So, don't say everybody. Don't generalize. Because some of us are suffering. We are making money honestly. We are broke, but we are okay. We are managing. Not suffering, we are managing.
Calm down. You're upset.
Yeah, because I woke up for my money.
Oh,
I don't,
God.
When last I lost 50 million naira in my...
you said when last. I don't think I was 1 million before. But we thank God. Anyways, friend zoning is one thing that it can be so painful. Yay. It's really painful. I was watching this TV series of this guy that is always helping this girl out in school. And he doesn't get it that this girl is just friend zoning him. Hey, can you help me go to this place? He will go. Hey, but every time he tries to kiss her, she will turn into a hug. You know? If you say, let me video call you, she will say, no, why do you got a video call? We could do audio call. Let me tell you, boys, men, guys, if a girl likes you, she want to see your damn face on that video call.
Yeah.
If she doesn't like you, do just stick to audio call or some text messages. And your text message can't be too long because she going to be upset.
And guys, please, like there are so many beautiful fishes in the sea. So many fishes that are waiting for you to just put in your fishing hook and hook them.
Oh, shit, jellyfish.
No, I'm being very honest. Like, once you see that, you know, somebody's, you know, the vibes are not coming back, you know, the way you are sending
them. But you know,
let it go,
the
fam.
The heart doesn't speak like that. The heart, listen.
That's why we're talking about rejection.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what to do when you're...
I'm focusing more on how to lay them down easy. Don't make a man spend too much if you know you don't feel it. Do you understand? Don't do that to anyone. People are working hard for their money. Don't stress people. Don't tell someone to come and pull up your generator for you every night.
Boy, it's the guy that's coming now. The guy likes you. It is obvious
the guy likes you.
That's why I'm trying to talk to my niggas. Guys, guys, please, like, when you see that you are giving, you're not getting in terms of like, oh, like a text back, you're not getting the same, you know, form of attention, you know. You're always talking to her, you're always messaging her up in the morning. A guy, you are talking to somebody, you are saying, hey, good morning, boo, 30 times in a month. Every day for the month.
Excuse me.
And then she will say, oh, sorry, my battery died, I just got your message. But then she was on Twitter. She was on Twitter tweeting some guy. My guy, let it go. Let it go.
Dude, excuse me.
She's not worth it.
If any guy that I am not dating calls me boo when I have not said, oh, yeah, let's date, you have gone wrong. I will not date you. Everybody boo and baby. Why are you booing and babying me when I've not even accepted to date you?
Oh, but then when he paid for your hair, when he sends you that alert, you're like, oh, thanks, boo.
No, I will say thank you. Really appreciate it.
People are wicked.
Anyway, friends, zoning can be really painful. Let me remind you guys of that also. Breakup can be crazy. Oh my god, breakup is like,
that's the ultimate form of rejection.
The saddest form of rejection you could ever imagine, especially if you're still in love with this person.
Yep.
You know, and it's so funny how breakup can be painful in both ways. The person breaking up and the person that, you know, you let go.
You know, they say that, look, in a breakup, in a relationship, it's not just one-sided. There are things that contributed to it. So for both parties, it's gonna hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the person makes that decision, you know, it's not selfish. It's just from a point of, look, we've been trying this, we've been doing this kind of stuff, and there's something that's been coming on in terms of maybe they're having issues like fighting or not trust, you know, mistrust and all that. After a while, the guy or the girl is like, you know what, I just can't continue, because, you know, sometimes they even think their partner deserves better. It's not even them. They believe that, you know, when they say it's not me, it's not you, it's me. Some people are not being sarcastic. They're actually being honest that, look, I'm toxic for you. You're gonna like go down the drain with
me. You don't think about them trying to really work.
They've probably been trying. Like, they didn't break up after a month. It was probably years or so. I'm guessing, you know.
Damn.
I mean, if there's someone for 1 month and then you broke up, it's probably a good idea you broke up anyway.
Yeah.
You know, but if it's been for years and you guys, you know, wanted to build something and then it happens indirectly, then it's probably, you know, meant to be.
And also, a lot of people get rejected because of their physical attributes. Oh, you're too fat. Oh, you have stretch marks. Oh, you have tribal marks. Oh, your hair looks this. You're bald. Your beard is this. You have mark odor. You have this odor. Yeah, please, whenever we're trying to reject people, let us lay them down easy, because it can affect them mentally and cause depression. Because when depression sets in for a man or a woman, it is so hard for them. Because one, it gives them low self-esteem, which can actually lead to them inflicting pain on themselves, emotionally and physically, looking down on who they are, belittling what they think they should be. And also, to all the guys, I want Baba, that is always saying, I only date fine girls. To all the ladies, say, I only date fine boys. Is your daddy fine?
My daddy is not fine. I've not seen
him. Is your daddy cute?
I don't know. But hey, there's nothing wrong with me liking to date fine babes.
And that's why your heart to be broken now. Let me tell you that some girls are not so cute, but God, they are intelligent. They are good. When they give birth, when they have a kid for you, you'll be like, oh, damn, my baby is intelligent.
And then they're the same ones that you do the one style. They're going to look you like this. They say, hey, let's not talk about that. That's another podcast. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Anyway, me, I'm not down for all those people that keep saying, hey, she's not cute, I'm not going to date her. Fuck you, bro. Fuck you. Anyway, and the ones that keep saying, I cannot be seen in the public with you after having sex with me. Bro, what do you mean by that?
I mean, what do you mean? If I'm not dating, why would I be in the public with you? Bro, because we are sex bodies, you know?
But what if the girl not likes you?
If it's that, okay, me and you just met, and then it's where just for is a sex contract.
No, it's not just me. No, it's not just met. I'm talking about those people that, you know, they've been having sex with each other. They have good friends inside the room. Like, there's so many people that are like super good friends.
Okay, so okay, we're not talking about sex, but that someone you just met, that you guys had one night. And
no, why would I see someone with one night stand? Okay, okay, okay. I understand. No, I mean the people that actually create friendship inside the room. But they don't want to be seen outside with you. That is a very terrible way of rejecting someone. So you're just looking at the person like, you know what? You're just like behind the scenes type of friendship. Nobody can see with you because my friends that, man, fuck you. Fuck your friends.
Yeah, fuck your friends, man.
Fuck all y'all. Simple. I said all y'all. Yeah, whatever.
Anyway. Well, I feel like that was personal. But yeah.
No, because it's really painful. Especially, it happens a lot with teenagers. Mm. And I don't know if anyone is going through that. You know, that is... That's not cool. Anyway, you know me now. It's the end of the podcast. Mm-hmm. I always have one question.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, now.
All right. Imagine I was your girlfriend. No, though. Girlfriend is too simple. Imagine I was like your wife or wife-to-be.
Okay.
And they offer you $20 million.
Okay.
To leave me in the middle of the ocean for 10 days, would you accept the money? Or would you save me and take only 200 naira?
I will save $1,000 to buy you a very good parachute for you to float. And then if you don't survive, you're on your own, my sister. That concludes the question.
Every
and that concludes my contribution for the day.
You know, every time I try to make ladies on this,
you did not
listening
say,
to this podcast, listen, to realize that this guy is dateable.
You did not say 20 million naira. You said dollars. Excuse me, my
so
sister.
You will leave you me?
You're being unrealistic.
Me? In the middle of the ocean? Amy?
Well, that's why we're not dating.
Any girl that end up with you. What? Don't worry, come to me for marriage counseling. I'll tell you all about it. Anyway, it's been good out here. I had fun recording this podcast. And I can't wait for you guys to listen to the next one. Anyway, guys, don't forget to subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and listen on Anchor FM. And also tell your friends about this podcast. Repost. Come on, reshare for us now. We are trying. We're talking about those things that you people don't want to talk about. You know, and it's been great out here. Thank you so much to Mr. Anonymous.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's always fun to be here, man. It's always the best times. Keep safe this corona period. We're almost out of it, guys. Please keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, and keep wearing your mask. Stay safe, stay apart. And also, if you need help, always remember that we are here, and make sure that you stay loved and locked in. Have a wonderful day. Bye.